You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
1FM 98.5, your community FM station. Let's have a chat to Tony Napper from the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. Good morning, Tony. How are you going this morning?
Very well. Thank you very much for asking, Dave.
That's good. You're looking well.
Thank you very much.
But you're always busy, aren't you? But
very busy, yes.
But thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, yes, we've had a very busy month in the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin. One thing we really, I'm very proud to say that we like to do on Anzac Day, we provide the morning tea for the Rotary Club. They do the memorial service, and after the service, we provide the morning tea. And that's cakes and scones and lovely biscuits. Plus your coffees and teas, of course, and sandwiches. We make all the sandwiches fresh, and I have to make a special mention to my wife and Ted Davis's daughter, Linda, for making the scones. My wife made them freshly that morning.
They would have been nice. Lovely. Shame I wasn't
and
there.
The cream, yes, and it was all free of charge. That's what we do at the Kiwanis Club of Moorabbin.
Nice.
That we give back to the community, and we're always looking for members to help out and be new members. So please, if you think it's a good cause, here's another reason why you should join our club. We are doing the Build a Bike program again this year. So for the Year 6 students at the Moorabbin Park and also the Moorabbin Primary, the two primary schools in Moorabbin, we get those kids that pick a bike that needs some tender loving care. They fix up the bike. We teach them all the bike maintenance, the tyres, the punches, the brakes, all the things you need to maintain that bike. And when they're finished, we present the bike at the next assembly, and they take that bike away.
That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, we provide all the equipment, all the new bits and pieces. That's all paid by the club, and the kids get a pre-loved bike that's backed into roadworthy condition.
And they can ride it anywhere they like.
They can. It's their bike. They've done the work. They get the reward.
That's really a great program.
It is. And also to mention the Terrific Kids program, and that is also a fantastic program that we like to encourage children. Yep. And we like to go to all the, I think there's about 8 different schools that we go for.
Jeez,
with this Terrific Kids program. And we actually worked out different words, although each letter means something in the word terrific. And terrific is T stands for thoughtful, being considerate to others and towards the feelings of others. The E stands for enthusiastic, being able to demonstrate feelings of interest and excitement. The R stands for respectful, being considerate, polite and courteous towards others. R is responsible, being dependable and trustworthy. I is inclusive, being welcoming and thinking of others, including everyone. And F, friendly, being kind and helpful to others. I is inquisitive, being curious, questioning, and eager to learn. And C, capable, being willing to take on new things and work at accomplishing tasks. So all those things that spell terrific, they're all the things that we look for in a Kiwanis member.
Yeah,
we start
true,
young.
True, very good, yeah.
They need to be over 18, but hopefully they think of when they receive their Terrific Kids Award by doing something thoughtful, for being not necessarily the most sporting or the most brainy or the this, but being considerate, being thoughtful, being enthusiastic, respectful, responsible, inclusive, friendly, inquisitive, and capable. All those things make up a good Kiwanian in the future. And a good person, a good citizen.
And you need active members too. Like, they need to have a bit of time, but also time to actually come down and help you when you have a project to do. Isn't that right?
That is right. We do need active members. We've got, I think, currently about 23 members.
Mm-hmm.
We need more. Mm. We've got members in their 80s still contributing to the community.
Gee.
And then one of our most active members.
Gee.
And we all have busy lives. You know, I'm working a job, delivering parcels for Australia Post.
Yeah.
But I'm also finding time for my family, for my sporting, my exercise. But I leave a little time for the Kiwanis.
Yeah.
And that's what we all do. We all have busy lives. And it's the busy people that actually get things done.
True.
All
right? That's exactly right. Yeah.
Time management, whatever. If you always number one priority is my family.
Yeah.
The second priority is my job. If I can't earn a living, I can't provide something for my family, food and a roof over their head. Mm. And then if you need to look after yourself with your sporting or your exercise, I've lost a lot of weight lately, so the last 5 years.
You're a lot skinnier than I am, and I am jealous.
Yeah. Well, but there again, I've been working on it.
Yeah.
And then the last element is giving back to the community. And that's why I've joined the Kiwanis Club of Maripana. And that way I can then give back when I can. Once I've looked after my other interests of my family and my work and my myself, then I can give myself to this worthwhile club. So they're the things that we are all looking for in members. So if you think you're busy, no, you're not. You've got time. We all got times.
It's a matter of scheduling.
That is correct. Time management is a thing. Yeah. I'm not the best time manager in the world, you ask my wife, but anyway, they are things that everyone can contribute back to a society that we want to live in.
Mm.
And we don't have volunteers, we don't have service clubs, what would this world be like?
Pretty miserable, actually, because they do a lot for our community.
They do, and they really we are do. Looking for people that want to give back to the community and help others. And that's what – it helps yourself too. Mm. So just getting back to the Anzac Day, there are a few other people I forgot to mention. There's Robin, who made the lovely flower arrangements, and every member that came on the day, they made the sandwiches, made all the drinks, the coffees and teas, set up the tables, all the tablecloths. Everything that was involved that day, I give my thanks to all those because it was a fantastic event. Mm. So many good comments about it, maybe because it was free, but also because it was after the Anzac Day and it was a very good service that the Rotary did. And they help us out on Australia Day. They cook the barbecue sausages for us when we do our presentation of Australia Day. Yep. So all the service clubs help each other out.
Yeah, they do. I noticed that. And there's a very good camaraderie amongst that, isn't it? You know?
Well, that's true. Mm-hmm. And there's also the raffles that we do at the end of the year. This year, because it wasn't a New Year's Eve carnival
that's true.
That Rotary do, they extended to be done at Easter to be drawn out. And the winners were announced in the paper. And the winners are, first prize was winner ticket number 12435. And that won the Hyundai Venue Active car was Marion Seagrave. And the second prize was a $1,000 Coles voucher. That ticket number was 10294. And her name was Anne Hall. So congratulations to those winners for the Rotary Club raffle, and thank you very much for buying those tickets. Now, from other things that we are doing to raise money, we've got Paul Archer, who's part of our Collect a Can type program, and he's willing to, all the cans that we collect and the cans he collects, all the aluminium. We're looking for aluminium, old door frames, window frames, anything solid that's made out of aluminium. We are looking for those type of things. They earn us a lot more money. He cashes them in and it goes directly into our charity account. So he doesn't see the money at all. He takes them down to where he takes them and then it goes directly into our bank accounts. There's no longer cash. That sort of eliminates those people that are stealing copper and then, oh, we've got to put it into my bank account. Yeah. Well, then you would know who stole the copper.
No, but it's a good idea the way he's doing it. I like that.
He does a lot of things for other charities too. I think all the steel goes to the SES and all the lead out of the car batteries goes to the Good Friday Appeal for the Children's Hospital. And he's raised over $250,000 in those 18 years that he's been doing that. So he's a very good community-minded person that's got a business in town that does the radiators. So he then gives back to the community and he'll be a fantastic member if he wanted to join us, we'll take him.
If you have the time.
Well, he's doing other things that to help the community, so that's good.
He's a very great-hearted guy, isn't he?
Yes. Good on you, Paul, and keep up the good work, and we will benefit that down the track. So let's see. We are also doing the footy gates have started again. Mm-hmm. We actually collect the money for the football ground, for the Marupna football ground. There's two gates that we man or person, because we do have some female members as well, and they're most welcomed to join our club. We're all inclusive. And the first year that we did collect the money, yep. We raised an extra $13,000 for the club.
That's because good going.
Well, we thought it was good because we weren't letting people go in for free. You know, if you're not a member, you have to pay.
That's fair
regardless. But that all went back to the football club, and then they were able to do worthwhile things, new lighting, a new booth there for the ticket collecting, and a lot of improvements to the ground to help the kids with their football programs. So that was all worthwhile, that extra $13,000. Qantas is all over Australia, and we have a club in Geelong, and they celebrated their 50th anniversary of the formation of their club. Mm. And I think eight of our members went down and represented our club at their anniversary dinner. So that was something that we, our Shepparton Club also did their 50th anniversary recently too, just last year or earlier this year. Mm. So that is something that is an achievement, because I think Kiwanis didn't come into Australia until 1968 or 9.
Sure.
So these clubs were formed after that, and they've achieved their 50th anniversary. I think we're up to 44 or I think it's 44th year so far.
That's good.
Let's do the maths. Yeah. 1978, so 22 plus, what are we, another 22? 44, correct.
Very good.
Mental arithmetic, kids, that's how you do it.
Must be nice to be brainy.
No, just use your brain and what cells that you got left. So that is something that we all can achieve, to be members of a service club. Hopefully you can join our club. But there are two other clubs in Shepparton.
Yes.
Your listeners could join. Now, the Shepparton Kiwanis Club, they call themselves the Sunrisers, is a morning group. They meet on the first and third Thursday of the month. The Kiwanis Club of Shepparton meets on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And the Kiwanis Club of Marupana meets on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month. So keep those days free, and if we want to meet, go to a meeting as a guest, you're most welcome to come. So the Wednesday is our Marupna Club, and again, the second and fourth Wednesday of the month, we meet. And we always have a guest speaker. We always have entertainment of some description. We like to make it a good social event. And that also is another reason why you should join a service club. For your mental health, your social connections. We are a fundraising club, but also a social club. We go out and visit things. We go over. Mm. We went to SAM, the Shepparton Art Museum.
Brilliant.
And we had it is a brilliant building. And all those people that are protesting should go in and have a look. About the money was spent. Money came from federal, came from state, and also some from local as well. But it is a fantastic building. So I want to go in and see what they've done, and all the equipment they've got in there, the temperature controlling, the humidity, the facilities inside there.
Stunning.
It's conference rooms, there's meeting rooms, there's a whole storage area that, and also the balcony, the social aspect, and having the cafe is fantastic too. So spot on, two thumbs up to the council for building it. And all the money that came in, and those people that contributed to it and gave money, it is worthwhile as something as you came in from the south end of Shepparton into Shepparton. It's an icon building now. And people say, well, what's that? And then they realise what it is and they visit. The visitor numbers are astronomically high now.
That's really great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is good. And we actually had the tour by our own Mayor Kim O'Keefe. And she showed us around, and that was fantastic. And like I said, she had a lot of information about all the ins and outs of the building. We saw things that most people didn't see.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's great.
All right, Tony, we're just about to wrap up with the time, and your numbers again for contact.
Yes, the numbers are, if you can ring our secretary, Murray Shields, his phone number is 58252686. I'll give that again. It's 58252686. And my mobile number is after 2 p.m., after I finish work.
That's right.
Is 0408 575 192. So anything to do with membership or joining the club or any information that I may have mentioned and you want to know more about it, ring my number 0408 575 192.
Thank you very much indeed. We've been talking to Tony Napper from the Kiwanis Club of Maroopna. Thank you very much indeed for your time again this morning. And this is 1FM 98.5.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.